This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Bush administration suffered a rare defeat today in the Republican-led Senate. Ignoring a veto threat from the White House, moderate Republicans joined Democrats voting to block rule changes proposed by the Labor Department. Opponents of those new regulations say they would strip eligibility for overtime pay from millions of workers. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Six Republicans and one independent joined all but one of the Senate's Democrats to block the proposed overtime rule change in a 54-45 vote. The measure would prevent the Labor Department from using funds to enforce any new rules that remove workers' eligibility for overtime pay. Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin, who sponsored the amendment, said today's vote was a signal to the Bush administration that it cannot run roughshod over workers' rights.
For the American workers, this has been a great day. It's a great victory, a real shot in the arm for millions of Americans, and especially, as I said on the floor, for women, because they were going to be the first ones hit by this.
The proposed rule change would expand overtime exemptions for white-collar workers that have been in place since 1938. Union workers with contracts would not be affected, but other workers could be reclassified as professionals, administrators, or executives and lose overtime eligibility. Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy says the rules would lead to longer work weeks with no extra compensation.
This was going to be a great bonanza for companies and corporations to effectively increase their bottom line in terms of profits at the expense of overtime workers.
The issue has clear political overtones at a time when workers are worried about keeping their jobs. Pennsylvania's Arlen Specter is one of the Republicans who defied the White House.
It is not difficult to vote against the proposed regulation because it goes much too far on cutting back on compensation for people, working men and women, at a time when the economy is down.
Few Republicans rose to defend the administration's proposed rule change. Wyoming's Mike Enzi did so earlier this week on the Senate floor.
I'm terribly disappointed that the overtime rule has been made into such a political hot issue. It's a proposed rule. And the way that rules work around here is they get published so that there can be comment.
Enzi said the Labor Department has received 80,000 comments that could not even be reviewed if Congress cuts off funding for the rules change. Democrats and labor unions say 8 million workers would lose overtime eligibility with the rules change, but the Labor Department says the figure is actually 644,000 workers. Iowa Democrat Harkin says that number does not take into account millions of workers who are presently working a 40-hour week.
They may not be getting overtime, but they have the guarantee that if they work over 40, they get overtime. Those are the ones we're talking about. Because right now, an employer knows that if they work them over 40, they got to pay them time and a half, so a lot of times they don't work them.
The Senate's vote is by no means the final word on the overtime rules. The House in July narrowly defeated a similar effort to block those rules. The two chambers' bills must now be reconciled. Still, Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle says he's optimistic.
This is the first round. If it takes a second, a third, or a fourth round, we'll be there. And we now have demonstrated we have the votes.
But the Senate's Republican Majority Whip, Mitch McConnell, whose wife, Elaine Chao, is Labor Secretary, says the key will be the conference to reconcile the House and Senate bills.
I think it's very difficult to predict what the conference will do. There is a veto threat against the bill if it's included, and I'm sure that'll be weighed by the conferees along with the other ramifications of the issue.
And the Labor Department could also cut back the proposed rule change. Several Republicans today privately said doing so would be a good idea. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.